The Gemara, we saw already a little bit yesterday, including the Sefer Mary Cotton. Let's just review the sugya again in brief. I do not mix them for kula with any which is not limited to the Favela, it's found in other areas as well. This came up in our discussion, you may remember about that the reason why we pass mix them for kula for Allah, they were going to make with the oil, and that's exactly what the Maharsham had to say in his kasha, let's say on the seventh day, you should be allowed to change your clothes, because Kriya Lechut, that's how we had that discussion a while ago. The Gemara, if you test them in vague, says as follows. Kasara Abashol Nikta Yachukulo Yom Shvi Ololo Lekanu Lekan. Two statements. That's Nikta Yachukulo and Yom Shvi Ololo Lekanu Lekan. The second statement means that Yom Shvi, the first heaven is considered Shiva, the second heaven is considered to be Shlosh. So the Reo Kanako of Shlosh was the seventh day of Eretz Zerav Yontif, the Reo Kanako of the Shlosh. I mean, it divides the seventh day in half. The first half is Shiva, the second half is Shlosh. So the time Yom Tov comes in, it's considered in the middle of Shlosh, we can knock it off. That's what Rabbi Shaul said. That's the Gemara, Allah Rabbi Shaul. The man Adla, Ovel, Kevin, Shabbat, Menachem, Yetzel, Mutzah, Berchitza, Kamad, Rabbi Shaul. This is conveyed an impression, the Pashtus, that the very existence of the din of Mitzvah, the Yom Kulo, is only for Rabbi Shaul, if I want to disagree. I repeat again. The Gemara two statements. One, Mitzvah Kulo. Two, Yom Shvi Olo Lekan Olo Kan. So, after this Gemara, one could have said that Mitzvah Kulo is a holiday, but Yom Shvi Olo Lekan Olo Kan, that's the Machol of the Tatanoyim. But the Gemara, the Pashtus implies not that way. And Kaman Asa, who's the one to go to Shkik to the Din? If he's not from the Nets, or he can stop with the Avel, it's the middle of the day with the Berchitza. It's only Abashol. Omer Abayelach Abashol, Yom Shiva. Umod im Chachamim Abashol Yom Shlosh. It's in Mitzvah Fakula. Why? The Hezra Dala. We started saying a little yesterday. Shiva is Kiyumim, and Shloshim is only Yisurim. Shiva is both, of course. Shiva is Yisurim and Kiyumim, and Shloshim is only Yisurim. We already used it yesterday to explain, come on, why Yom Shloshim is enough Netzachama? With Yom Shiva, you know, it's not enough Netzachama. You know, the Menachem Meyetzo. It's one that we pass on Allah and the Ramon. Right? So we ask the Kasha, is Netzachama good enough for Shloshim? Why is Netzachama good enough for Shiva? So we explain, not only Surin, doing anything. Sunrise is the second test, the next step of the Kula. When it comes to Shiva with our Kiyum, we have to do certain things. We have to do something on Yom Shvi in order to be able to consider the Mitzvah Fakul. So we explain a distinction of yesterday. Here's the same exact distinction. We can possibly have a show on... Excuse me. All you have a show on Shvi and Moses of the Shloshim. According to that opinion, that's the whole verse. They'll agree Mitzvah Fakul when it comes to Yisurim. But this is when it comes to Kiyum. That's that line of Abayah. We're all right to know. Alokha Kabashol Yom Shlosh. Vein Alokha Kabashol Yom Shiva. Again, everything's over one peg, but the distinction is the same direction. And as I say, Alokha Kabashol Yom Shiva, is Alokha Kedibri Amegul of End of the system. Are we so far so good? The moment. We already pointed out yesterday, a machlokas, the Ramban, that's many different sheetahs, exactly when did they mix the kula? The Ramban said, mix the laila kula. And Tosfos in the Rosh said, no, only mix the yom kula. You need actually by yom, not for laila. What are they fighting about? The Ramban said, look, the day starts at night, the old Bayer Mevoka, starts at night. Is it good enough? Mix the laila kula. Good enough. And the Rosh Hashanah says, no, you need Neitz HaKham or even beyond Neitz HaKham. Fine. And we went through the Raya that comes down with the Kriya Tavita. Fine. The Ramban says, no, even though the concept of Abdu Menachem presumably means that in the morning, that means that the individual Ova has the right to extend his Avelis until the morning, which will then be terminated by Abdu Menachem. But if he desires to put a fix on in the door, no visitors except, no entrance, no trespass, please don't ring the bell. Avelis is over. Then in fact it's over at night. It's his choice. I said, Rabban, learns Chuck. It's his choice. I, the Rotosis brought the Rosh brought the Rabban, Sviraz Dova. Sviraz Dova, we say, mixed up the kulos only by day and not by night. This is important, the Sviraz Dova business again. All right, let's cut it one more time. The Rabban says no. Sviraz Dova is a different dish. Why is Sviraz Dova a different dish? When it comes to Dava, we're not looking at Tassida now, but you know a little bit. The woman was a Nigra, a Dava. She needs 7 clean days. She's clean Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos morning, all clean. She goes to bed to Shabbos morning. She's all right. But she sees Dava Shabbos afternoon. She throws to the whole thing with my prayer. Familiar with this? With this Dava. Everything's knocked out with my prayer. The Ramban says, that's a different kind of a dish. That's a different kind of a dish. And therefore what? When it comes to a Zava, you don't say a flat mitzvah tayyam kasula. It's still pending future events. So therefore, that kind of a dish requires a spirit tayyam. But a veilus, there's no pending any future event. But that is enough for that the distinction which the Ramban drew us. What's the connection? We don't know fully exactly what it is. That's the Ramban said. You already mentioned the Makaba pops like the Rosh, you need by day. And then Chachmasana, Bishatatrak says you can rely on the Ramban at night. The meaning is to wait till the day. The Ramban is a funny compromise. He says, Ondo Amanasim, which we know, or the Shosh Ondo Amanasim. We don't know exactly where he got that from, but we mentioned yesterday the Darkei Moshe, which is the source of the Ramah, the Hagos Ramah, doesn't quite say that. Yes, sir. About a little terror. That's right. You bet. No. We can't split. We follow the Chachmei Ashkenaz. We wait till the morning. Period. So, the Darkei Moshe quotes the Nogu Achshav Leishav Yom HaShvi Shoachat Ve'mamtimim Ala Menachem. Because the reason is they had the custom in those days, they didn't come on the seventh day. That's Darkei Moshe, Siv Koton Al. Now the Lashon of the Ramah itself, of the Shulchan Aruch, let's read it again. This is the Ramah and based upon the Rosh, the post. Came Masha Ba'ashiri. Now we mentioned it yesterday. Excuse me. But the Rosh didn't say that. The Rosh didn't say that at all. Will you parse the shear? Regila Menachem? No, the Darkei Moshe, he writes based upon the Rosh. You wait 1 hour. That's all. The Shoach HaTachal is supposed to be 1 hour. A little bit after Netzachara. But come to wait. After they go out of shul on day 7. Because in other days of the week, they come and they have to shul. That's a hard thing to accept. Daphim Oshik, that every one more time, Vindogu Aksham Leshiv Yom Shvi Shachat Ve'en Amtir Malam Menachmim, and the reason is that Menachmim don't come on day 7. They don't come on day 7, so then it should stand to reason. They don't have to wait at all. They have to wait until the time that they come the other days of the week, 1 through 6. I'm missing a little piece over here, I'm not sure. Okay, so we have to have something that's harder again. Tell you if you have to have something by day, Ramban by night. The Ritva says the name goes the entire day. In other words, not at night as the Ramban said, not at Neitz HaKama, not at 1 hour after Neitz HaKama at the maximum, but either on the Menachot literally, or the whole day. Either Maksik Menachot, an external stimulus to stop the Avelos in the seventh day in the middle. That's Shita Ritva. Why? You pointed out, according to the Ritva, that's all about Avelos Shiva. Avelos Shloshim, there's no external stimulus. Nonetheless, it's knocked off, either at night or even at night. And this goes back to our distinction of before, that when a kiyumim, so they have to, you have to have kiyumim, and the kiyumim require that there to be an observance of sorts, so then you have to have some external factor to undo that observance, that's under an act. However, when it comes to the surim of shloshim, we both can see, as soon as the day begins, whether it's the morning or the night before, the availability is concluded. Now, I wanted to point out to you that the Taz, I mentioned it to you yesterday, at the end of the Shia, and I want to read it to you at length. The Taz, we have a Shia, I think there may be more Shulchan Aruch people for that. Would I see a Shulchan Aruch, I think, over here? Anyone need a Shulchan Aruch here? Anyone has? Everybody has? Good, okay, good. So open up to the Taz, Simen Tav Vei. Sit Tav Vei. We already pointed out that Shmur Rechoka, the Gemara links a little bit to Mitzvah Kekula. Shmur and Atlach, I mentioned it yesterday, we had the Gemara. In the Sefer Noi Kut. Oh. The Taz explains Shat in the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Tzadi Hei. Like the Ritva. Take a look on here, page 54, towards the beginning of Shin Tzadi Hei. What happens on Shabbos, see, quote, yes, the aim of the Akshah, so I mean the Bishim and Shin Tzadi Hei. The narrow line towards the end of them on the day. With the Kulo, Shayom Shri, the Talib Dr. Amdam and Akhmetlo. And he quotes the Gemara, El Megalkin, Zavadab De Tachamo, like Shloshim, Ola Kushi, the calling in Shamu, with the Mitzos of Kulo, Haina Shol, to mix the Tarach Lamabo, Tarach Leos, Bome, also Indian Shachaya, Mishayonim, the Kulo, the Hainu, the Mokum Shatolia, Bela, the Kuma, say, here's my distinction. We in Kumate, come in Minyan Shiva, Shetzorech Lathos Maisa, the Chalifa Sandal of the Tchiva Samisa, the Chayotzeben, but there are Minyan Shetzorech, but also Mikra Shoyom HaShvi, Lathos, not the wide line, Mata Achil Volo, Volo Sagi B'Shei Val Tata. This is what we kept calling Kiyunim. V'Nosnu Gvul is there, Miktas, Atima Tamanachra Me'etlo. That also Shah Roy Leos Bakuma say Mashabut Lolo Vahitahi. That's with respect to what? Shiva. Masha Ain came, lived in Shloshim. Sha Ain Olaf Kiyu Bakuma say. Rakbashev Al Tate, and he also gives to this forest. But there, Sagi, Renee Sakama, came in the Kornoa, Isu Bashev Al Tate, died the cop. let's skip a few lines to the end of the last white line. Umishimachi, Shekayam Shvi Shal Shiva Yom Bishabit, Sagi Bimiktat, Afa Gavda Ain Osa Maisa Osa Miktat. Why? The Agavi Yom Hashabbos Kulo Lo Yasa Masa Niko. Because the past is also. Ela the Ola the Minyan Mishim the Dog Bo Dava Shabbatina. Who is the Sagi Bimiktat Vimenu? Babiki Yom Shloshim Mamash of the Chanu. Kainil Iboru. That's Mamash what we said. That's exactly what we said. The distinction is between Kiyumim and Yisurim. And on Shiva, they're Kiyumim, but on Shiva B'Shabbat, when Avel is with Ahed, it ends up being only Yisurim. When it's only Yisurim, you say, Mikta Yom Kekulo, with any new Gavisa. Interesting though, the question then becomes, as of what point in time, do you say, Mikta Yom Kekulo on Shabbat? As of what point in time? What should emerge, Lechora, from this? Next. That should emerge, no? Next. Say, my Afghanina, what's the difference? Lamaita, what's the difference if you say, what's knowing? Lamaita, what's knowing on Shabbos? So, Hashem Shabbat is an Easter of Shabbos, that's Friday night. We have the news by then. So that's out. And all other manifestations are public, are not no gay anyway because it's Faresia, that's out. He's wearing his regular leather shoes before Shabbos, just as Shabbos comes in. And he's wearing his regular shirt. And he's, so what are you talking about? Only one thing left. What's that? One. Allah, Allah, Shabbos. What? Shabbos, Shabbos is a different Indian. We call it different, not different another. No. Tavatar? Talmud Torah, as he puts in the Talmud Torah from Netachama and on. What's the alternative, gentlemen? I see three alternatives. He puts it from Nate, which should emerge, Bechorah from the Tat. Bechorah, I haven't read the whole piece yet, the long piece. I don't want to read the whole thing together with you. Should emerge, he's already put it from Netachama. Another possibility, I both say, is what? Us for the whole day. The Zahmid is a Menachemim. That's the Ritzvah. The Pshuto. The Tag amends the Ritva, right? That the Ritva would agree when it comes to the Shabbos, to the equivalent of Shlosh. If we don't have the loveness of the Tag, we like, we're possible, we like the Tag of loveness. If you don't have that loveness, you can end up with stuff that it is. It's up to the Talmud Torah all day. What's the third possibility? Shah. What do you mean, Shahat? You see it in Beit HaKnesset, with this Ramah, which we don't fully comprehend what the Ramah said though. And you see it in Beit HaKnesset, even though there's no Beit HaKnesset, there's no Aminus of Menachemim on day 7 B'chol, according to the Ramah. And day 7 B'shah, I'm going to change. Now they come to this happen the 7th day. But on Shabbat they don't. The Shara will be the Ramah. Three different sheets. Oh. I'm going to open up to the Pnei Bo, which is one of the compendia. Listen carefully. Kayom Shvi is Perk of Dalat Simtau. The Shabbat Shayt Bon Elev and Elev and Akvo. Bitzad Adin Le'yotol Afri Abil Simer Hanet Akhama. Oh, here he says. That's what the Shabbat is in verse in the town. Hele Mikeva Shabbat Noagim Lahaptik Akar Atvila. And he began the Shabbat Lahaptik Akar Atvila. Now, that's what he says. That's what he says. What is it in the footnote? The Bach says he's up the whole day. The whole day is up. The whole day is up. And therefore, can't learn all that? The Taz and the Shach say no. He say mix the Yom Kippulo. And therefore, really, you should be from Nate. Now, this is where things get interesting. What's the minig? I don't know. So I know what the Obelisk is doing in his house in Shabbos. Is he learning or is he sleeping? Most of them are so exhausted after a week of Shiva, they're what learning? They're just trying to get to sleep. Oh, But it's a minig, an interesting minig. When the person completes the shiva, he gets an aliyah in shul. This is an old minig that the aliyahs, we talk about aliyahs in Shinai and Rav, or Yotzai, or Chulei. There's another custom, I'm not sure what it is. I can say where it comes from a little bit. The summer of Shadid, that when the stage of Avail is over and I assume that like have a dinner of Aliyah and a Shama, after Shiva, after Shlosh, after Yudhir Tzadish. The meaning is that other one, he finished the school for Avail to get him his win Aliyah. Are you familiar with something? Have you seen this meaning? What happened to the seventh day of Shabbos? Three Shittas. The Baal would say, no Aliyah. Because we know that there is no Aliyah. No Talmud Torah means no Aliyah, right? Did we learn that yet? No, we didn't learn it yet. Talmud Torah is awesome. Tehner Ayyom is Mutter. He doesn't have to walk out of Laney, he's supposed to sit there in Laney. But he doesn't get an Aliyah. We'll see that a little later why. So the Taz therefore says that, the Bach therefore says no Aliyah on Shvi B'Shav. The Taz says, the Ikir Adin, what should have been? Should get an Aliyah when? Chakras? After Nate. So it comes to the bottom line of the Maitre. The Taz says the minig is to give the Aliyah at Melecha. The Rambo wins at the end. That's how it is in your other Rambo. You win. At the end he wins anyway. We don't understand exactly why it should be so. The split of Shah, Sha'omdu, Amanachmim. I'll tell you the truth, I'm not even sure it works even to go up the Rambo. Because on an average day, the Menachem will come up, they come at 9 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning they're finished. What are they down at 8 o'clock? 7:30. 8:30 they're gone. Moshe don't even start till 8:30. Shabbos. Shiva start at 9. So you could argue that even if you accept the Shas, I mean it's a Menachem of all week, when it comes to Shabbos, you're still going to leave a Shabbos. The Shabbos is start till after it's a Menachem of all week. Abba became the idea of the Tzibah Beit HaKnesset, even though it's later on Shabbos. The meaning in most shuls, including ours, we give it to minimum, not the Shabbos. So there are more with the day with it, even with an extension. That's the bottom line of most and most shuls. Although the Taz himself claims that even within, we should really be able to give him a Aliyah shot. Fine. Okay. Now, if I may, I have a very big kiddush to tell you. Not my kiddush, but a little my kiddush. Listen very carefully. The Ramban's equation between Hilchos Gava, Shivas Mitzvah Tekulo on the seventh day of the Gava, and Mitzvah Yom Tekulo in Avelus, is not his own invention. It's based on the Gemara Masechet Nazir. Tavchet Vava Mitzvah. He's metallic in one crop, correct, but the whole idea of any beginning of an equation has a basis in that relevant. There, the Gemara, and I'm going to quote it on the show, I'm actually talking about the base, and the Gemara is like this. I kind of come out of the show. Ela Barvelus Shiva de Rabbanan. Avo Nozir the right to low. It's no compared by Nozir. Ela Rabba Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says Shomeret Yom Kineged Yom. Sheshachtu Vizorku Olet Vesheni Shlom HaKach Rosa. Harezu Eina Ochelet Apturu Milas and Pesach Sheni. Why? Mitzis Hayom Kekulo. There's no skill in our prayer. Be my, that's the Gemara. The Dilma, Mishim, the Kosov, Rabbi Yossi, be kind of our bow, Mitame. So the Gemara is drawing together the principle of mixing up the Kula by Nazir, and by Zava, and by Avelis. It's all found in the same Daf Gemara. Certain distinctions exist, but the general comparison is there. Now listen carefully. The Ramban requires explanations. This is what we started talking about a little bit yesterday. The Ramban Reish Tes Vav, Reish Tes Zayin, says that according to the Rabbanon, again, the high Dafka Rabbi Yosi, this is the Kula of Lo Sastra. Either the Rabbanon or Tamil Masnitin, the Rabbanon, She'ein, Mikhtus Alayla Ola, Uche the Parishis. What's he saying? That according to the Rabbanon, Mikhtus Alayla is not Ola by Zava, but it is Ola by what? By Abel, as you mentioned earlier. Of course, the question becomes, wait a minute, you can't say the Rabbanon denied Mikhtus Yom Kippur by Zava. They concede you can go to the Mikhtus in the morning. So the Rav, the one of the Rav, suggests the following distinction. But listen very carefully. We mentioned before that the expression of the Gemara on Barakat, the Yom Shiva Olo Lakana Lakan. Lakana Lakan means you can take a day and halakhically divide it in half. The first half is Shiva, the second half is Shlosh. The second step. That's more than Mikhtus Yom Kippur. Mikhtus Yom Kippur means you have certain rules. I mean, you stop it in for an hour. But you might say like this. You stop the toil mamish after an hour. Now what's the rest of the day? The rest of the day is still a full, it's regular Shiva, without the Huge Shiva. The Shloshim. How do you jump the gun and start Shloshim in the middle of Shiva on the seventh day? Hamdar Rabbi Shabbat Shalom says no, you can't. Yom is dying all over the town of the town. Presumably, that's a similar approach to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, if you have a woman who does the bedikah on the seventh day or the second day of Mishmeres Yom in the morning, and she goes to the mikvah. So we say, as the Rabbi used to put it, it hops up the day, it splits the day in the middle, it ends Yom HaShvi. It's a long, I don't know, only that the bedikah is in the morning and the tefillah is in the morning and the rest sort of plays out by itself. More than that, once the bedikah and the tefillah are done in the morning, the day is over. And therefore, whatever happens now is starting a new story. And therefore, there's no tefillah in my prayer. So we see clearly an interesting link between Rabbi Yossi's opinion with respect to Baba, which you don't accept Baba, and Abba Shaul's understanding of the seventh day of Avelis, which you do accept Lala. Now, this is no theory. We can say Allah could never make a Be'ovel. That's the unique thing about Avelis. The same Svara of Olo Lakan Lakan applied by Ovel, does not apply by Zovel the Maisa. And that's all. And the Ramban in effect is saying that since the special did apply by Ovel, it even worked tonight, and when it comes to Tevila, it doesn't work at night. Even for the Yossi, it doesn't work at night. This is a distinction which the Gemara has in the Sefer Nozir. Fine. We have to accept that. We don't fully understand every last drop. That's the Ramban says. If that's the case on both sides, but Abba Shaul is telling us not just that the day is enough to keep our veil for half a day, but if the second half of the day is now labeled as Shloshim, might not come enough, then Yonzim can now knock it off. It's not that second step of Abba Shaul. You could argue that even though Mikhtus Yom Kippur, you only have to keep an hour of our veil, but it's still theoretically called Shiva. And then you can't say Yonzim knocked off Shloshim. So it doesn't start yet until Yonzim starts. That's what we pointed out already a little bit yet. Fine. Only one problem. It's against the Mefurish HaGemara. Life problem. This has been against the Mefurish HaGemara. What Mefurish HaGemara?
At this point,
we're using it to explain an equation which the Gemara has in the Sefer Nozir, see Rabbi Yossi and Abba Shaul. What's common to both? And they both said a day is clear. way we're assuming now, the mere fact that the mitzvah say yom kikulo, and you can go to the mikvah on the day 7, and you can stop avelos on day 7, without the secondary part that there's no steel of a prayer, and all the kind of the time, we're suggesting everyone agrees to that. Everyone agrees to that. Ramas, to the Nudre, that it works by night by avelos, it doesn't work by night by zolos. How about the mitzvah as a custom? Havel came and shom the menachem yetzlam, but the berachit the command kabashol with beinish alelam. According to Reb Shad Vitev Shabbat Shabbat the Rav said, this Gemara is simply incorrect. Because what was the role of the Rav saying? The chiddush of Abashol is not that the day about that. Not that it's enough to have news for a part of the day. No, that's the chol hadayis. So what the chiddush is, that the day is split in half. But at the Nimugim it's enough to have a half a day, and the other half being sort of a residual, and still being part of Shiva, but without the Nimugim Shiva, or going to the Mikvah by day, and the rest sort of being, you know, waiting around till the sun sets to make sure she doesn't get it down to herself when I pray. That everyone agrees to. So then why does the Gemara say, Shemaan Adla? Part is not. Odova. Odova came, which other Menachem Yetzlo, it's not the new gate shiva command, kavashol, but we're saying now, with the suggesting of Shah, it's far as mixed up with Kulu as such, everyone agrees. They're only fighting about what? All the kind of the kind. Let's get to the first Gemara. The Gemara should say with Pharisee that even the Nehugim itself would have applied all day unless they're like kavashol. So therefore, the answer is, according to the Siddur Shah of the Gemara, what I said to you until now is simply incorrect. A good try, very nice, but incorrect. So the Gemara implies that even the very intuition, what did Abishol say? Two things he said. Mitzvah Kekulo, we only show the Kalakai. Kind of we wanted to suggest that the Mitzvah Kulo, everything we do, the Araya applies to the Zilazova, there's no argument about that. The whole fight is about all the Kalakai. Kind of that's the implication of the Gemara Nazareth as well. So what can I do? It's against the cards against the Mepurisha Gemara over here in Gemara Yitzchak. I have a terror to this too. But it's based on a new pshat in the Gemara. You open to that God's Ashri in our parish, in Simon Chavav, he makes a remit for him. Then we discuss the question about whether you're permitted to, and actually I haven't really gotten to the question yet. It's the next 2 years, I'm just jumping a little bit ahead. If someone is an avelus, if someone is an avelus, thank you, a little bit. If someone is an avelus, and Yosef is a shiva, and Yosef comes, Yosef knocks off the shiva. What may you or may you not do before you understand? Well, we're not so shloshim. What may you or may you not do? So the might that we paskin that if it knocks up shiva, you may take a shower before yontif. If it knocks up shloshim, you may take a shave before yontif. The chiddush. We're saying yontif knocks it off. We'll get to the gemara later on. So in anticipation of that knockoff, it is permissible to shave, not even permissible, but if you didn't shave, you talk on the one opinion, the other doesn't even knock it off. We'll get to that halacha later in England. So in that context, that God says to you, similar to our make the following statement. Rabbeinu Avan Kota, Rabban Kota, Ado Erev, listen carefully, not like Rabbeinu Tam that says it's also the whole day, after you can only bathe at night in cold water, rather, Ad achar tefilas mincha, listen carefully, the omdu menachamim me'etzlo v'sholim aveluso. And the vua v'hilchos maram, So I think maybe our final reference, maybe, to the Hilchos Maran, but I keep forgetting to bring in, where he says in the Parish of Simon Cafe that Omdu Menachem Me'at, does not mean the way we understood it traditionally. On the seventh day, when the Menachem leave after Shacharis, Shiva is over. You know what the Gemara means? Not the Gemara. The Gemara has referenced here the Erev Yontif, when the Menachem leave after Minucho. A whole loop shot. If this shot is correct, Rabosai, we can salvage what I call the Rav shot. I'm telling you the word in his mouth. Al Derech HaRav. We can salvage the shot you said earlier. The all on Rabosai, listen very carefully. On the seventh day in the morning, whether it be Nate, or whether it be after Shachrit, whoever it may be, or maybe the night before even, whoever it may be, mixed the Yom Kulo, is the Cholavik. Ever be for some cool. And the sequence from Zaba, that you can have a Bidika with a Tevila in the middle of the seventh day in the morning. For sure. This is very careful. If that's the case, our Gemara, the truth is the Maram Sad is brilliant in the Hemshech HaGemara on the Yotzeh of the day. Because the Gemara is talking about Yom Tov knocking off Shiva or Shlosha. And then the Gemara says, after quoting Abishol, Kiman Azla, Adol Kemen Sh'omdu Menachem Me'etz L'Mutza Beruchita, Kiman, Ta'Abishol. It's Gevaldik of Shad in the Gemara. We're discussing over here the principle of Mikseh Yom Tov Kulo with respect to Erev Yom Tov. That's not the seventh day in the middle of nowhere. That's the whole thing you're talking about in the New Testament days of the Septuagint of God. It's the mission to Olam and Aleph. Only one problem. What's the connection between Mitzvah and Kulo on day 7, which is the principle which Abishol enunciated earlier, right? Straight case of Mitzvah and Kulo on day 7, and this idea of day 3, 4, 5, whatever it may be, the last day of Avelis, Mitzvah of the Kulo, that you can take a shower before Yom Kippur. The beat. Classically, it's probably only on the seventh day. You don't say Mitzvah Kulo every single day. That'd be a great trick. Everyone give a veil for an hour and then go out and have a great time for the Kulo. Once you have a chef of the piece over here, and I'll leave you later, called Mitzvah Kulo. Great idea. Shabbos, Mitzvah of the Kulo. If the Americans of 80 years ago who told them to shul Shabbos and go to work, I love this. Mitzvah of the Kulo. Not bad. That's what he quotes somebody right here. I can't believe it. Someone said that. I'm serious. For somebody. I think that's what it is. Maybe I'm dreaming. Oh! No. Maybe they will find it. It's just that some of you are dying and take a big fat tone. The whole thing didn't mix up the cooler. We'll come read it a little bit later. Anyway, I want to say the following shot. This is very good. It's stated. Normally, mix up cooler only applies to the last day of what we call the Malos. A certain number of days found in the Torah. 7 days of Zava, 7 days of Nazir, and with the Rabbanah came the Raisa, 7 days of Avela. Or 30 days of Nazir. What did I say? 7 days of Nazir? Sorry. 7 days of Zava, 30 days of Nazir, or 7 days of Avelis, or 30 days of Avelis. Gain the rights on both levels. Right? That's what you say, less. Fine. But on the fourth day, you don't have to make Christmas Kulo. Only the 7th or 30th day. Now, Rabosai, there's a separate thing. Listen carefully. There's a separate thing of Yom Shvi Olo L'Kano L'Kano. That thing, that unique thing, that you can split a day in half, is not limited to day 7 or day 30. That's how long, if I may, in the last day. Whatever the last day, whether that last day is day 7 or day 30, or by some freak, is day 3, 4, or 5, for me the freak, it's Aviyatim. Hamad Abishol and says, whenever it is the last day, whether it be 7, 30, or 4, we always apply the principle of all the Lakan and Lakan. The last day somehow cut past the first half of the day belonging to the original set, and the second half of the day belonging to the upcoming set. That's exactly my shot. Keman Azla. Keman Azla. Keman Azla. That was Rob said. Also, Kavish Omdum Nachem at the wedding. On Erev Yontif Mincha time, he can take a shower. Right? Mudim Rechita. Keman Ta'abasho. Let's do this. Whenever the last day comes, it's a double whammy. On the last day, you can divide the day in half. You can divide the day in half. And as a result of that, two things happen. One is that you're willing to take a shower in the afternoon. And number two is, guess what? Yotam will not go up to Shlosha. Because you're already in Shlosha. That's an extra chiddush of Abishol. So that's Abishol's extra chiddush. The din of if you have to cool off from Neitz HaChama or from the night before, or from, I think it's on a Nachman, as we understand it in the morning, that's universally accepted, I'm suggesting. That's the implication of the Gemara Masechta Nazir. The din of Sefirat Zava. It's this unique din called Yom Ve'ol Lekan Lekan, which is not accepted by Zava, who is not the spirit of Mashreya. Doesn't apply to Nazir. Applies uniquely, La'alach applies uniquely to Avelus. It applies like Abishol. Yeah, Abishol goes like Abiyosi wants to Nazir. Similar Allah, similar Shikas, but we don't pass like him in Ilchus Zava. We pass like him in Ilchus and it was Ovel, because Lach never make a bubble, so it comes out a double whammy, number one, that you've reduced yourself even on day four from the Yugei Shiva to the Yugei Shloshim, and number two, it's considered Shloshim, so you're not going to knock it off, because they are cut in half. That's the Kiddush of Abishol. If that's the case, that'd be very interesting. What does Gemara mean if I'm right? Umodim Chacham L'Abishol Yom Shloshim, that mixes a Yom Tekula. What does that mean? So I'm saying a loop shot. A loop shot. Because Abishol also agreed to the basic mix of Yom Tekula. All Abishol denied, gentlemen, is the second idea, excuse me, all the Chachamim denied is the second level then, that the day is cut in half. But this whole concept of the day being cut in half only is relevant when there's something else coming. When you have Shiva, you want to consider the second half of the day Shloshim, so the other can knock it off. That's the Chacham denied. When it comes to Shloshim, with the whole end-all and the be-all of the mitzvah of Kekulo, it's only to say, I said, who can stop? So they agree, it stops. So it's not the simple reading of the words of the Gemara. That's the Chacham emerges from the Pshat of the Ruchos and Ruchos and the Ma'arab, which fits with the Rav Lamdas. And that's the Nami. It doesn't only mean Umodim Chacham Abishol Yom Shloshim that makes the Kekulo. No, in effect they agree with Shiva also with respect to the Nihugim. And we're saying now Chacham would agree he stopped the Nihugim in the middle of the day. But Shloshim is the code word for that. That's what I wanted to suggest. According to Rashi, the simple shot against what I'm saying, Rashi of course learned the straight shot. Omdu menach metzim in the Yom Shvi, not my pshat. They are abundant. There are chacham who order that Abishol hold that on day 7 you have to keep all the Nehugi Avedas the entire day. So Taka, what's the distinction between Shiva and Shloshim? As you said before, Shiva is Kiyum and Shloshim is only Yitzurim. The Kitzur, if I'm right, my radical pshat based on the Nehugi Avedas, if that's correct, so it's a whole new approach. Everything is different. It's a different approach. I'm saying I'm a continuous Mechidish, not the Pashuk Pshat. But you got to admit, it's a Mechidish Tikkun Pshat based on the Marat within the Sava Mechidish Tikkun Pshat. But the Lumpus fits in very well. And yet dividing the day and half, that's the Machlokas in Abishol and Chachamim. But as far as the Nehuzim are concerned, everyone would agree. That would, of course, enter the Marasham's Kasha from Degas to Yom HaShvi. He has the Kasha, because he only holds Mitzvah Kulu, because I love to make of all of that by Kriya, feel the book. But we're saying now, the whole Mach, everything is Mitzvah Kulu in the Nehuzim. And the Gemara said, look, the Mech of Ovel is only as far as between the day and half, and the other not going to Shloshim. So therefore, everyone would agree that that it applies to the Hugim, so you can take off your ripped garment, we're not rip it again. Before, right. We're not come out to our fancy Shatim earlier. Shatim is a fancy Shatim. We had a safer. We don't come out there and go to this mouth. Oh. Watch on the top of the left of the Mech of Ovel. I want to tell you an interesting thing. In the Tshuva's Maimonides, in the back of the Rambam, in Simen Chof, in the middle of the Tshuva he says, in all the quarter principle of Alokha Gaziri Amekel Be'ovel, after Shiva. Moshiach Khan Halachti Remekel Be'ovel, Kemet Shepostek Avel Shiva. The quote, you want to look it up, page 212, the bottom of the second column. A few lines from the bottom of the page. So this is the Torah, Pela, Otsu. What's the more chumer, I'm going to say? Shiva or Shlosha? That's the case. The whole against the whole Chassidus Malach Lo Yitama, against the whole thing. Presumably, that's all that's the mocker at all. And therefore, he holds that the Rabban, you can be Bekel by Avelish Loshin Halach Gedirei Amekel, Kavakomer from Shiva, because Shiva is more common. Only with the Malach of the Chassidus that things turn around. Okay. Fine. Yeah. As far as what's concerned? Yeah, that's correct. We pass like the Ramban in this regard. I love to make those five beyond Shiva, even into Shlosha. I want to give you some of the highlights of Simon Yuzayin in Sefer Vikri Atzoa as they relate to us. Oh, here's a question. Of Yosef Engel, what's the Marami Tana? Doesn't that say? Why would there every Shabbat Yosef have to fix up the Kula? That's what I saw somewhere. You have to be wild in this discussion. Well, I only say by Tumen Avel, not by Kedusha Sin. What's the Marami Tana? Here's also Kedusha. Because the Rav says that mitzvah kula is only what we call the melos, men, lamed, aleph, tav. Right, we had the word melos in my notes here quite a few times in Parshas Noso. What does that mean? So Shaftar Shlita explains that Ziva and Avelos and Cherem are not what he calls calendar days. They're additional days which are superimposed on the calendar, only related to a particular individual. Then you're going to find Mitzvah Kula. Shabbat the Yantar? What are you talking about? End of the day, it's still Shabbat. It's still Yantar going to the calendar. You can't say on a calendar, it's the most ridiculous. That's how Shabbat begins this mimer by Mitzvah Kula. That's why he goes to the Tishabov. The day on the calendar. The day of Avela Sukhayitro, not Shayat say, Mixes Ayo, Kikula. So here's what he quotes to Rav, as I told you before. Everyone agrees that the Bedikah and the Tevilah can be done on the seventh day. And the Machlekes, Rav Yossi, and the Chacham, that together, the Din of Etzem Kekula. Before the Rav Yossi, that's the Tevilah Shilachnu, it's Hayom Vishnayim. The Sof Hayom Shalach, the Sof Yom Achat Shalom Malot, and then the Mishnayim Odol El Amalot, Ukilu Yom Acharu, and therefore there's no Tevilah Mafreya. But the Rabbana, no, the Malot continues. Not to be lucky the rest of the day, but none of the Nibugim for the entire day. And then he writes in brackets, the Zakat same Machlokas in Abishol and the Chachamim. Do you break the day in half? Oh. Then he writes in footnote 2. I ain't Gemara by cutting your testament there. The Chachamim da Mishol let the Chlal call out in the mixture of the Kula Bavel. A Chachamim da Rabbi Yossi shab rizu nika the Kula Bezava. A Chachamim da Rabbi Yossi the Yom Zayin and all the Kana the Kana. So he really knows in the footnote that not exactly it doesn't fit. So that's why I pointed them around to the Rosh Hashanah, pointed out Shabbat to say it's a perfect fit. Follow me. So. I don't take me too long to get involved over here. The question, Mitzvah of Kulba Laila, what she does Rashi, called Rabbi Yossi and Chazava, that's really more of a Nidushava than this. I'm just making reference to it. But I do want to add one thing which is found over here. Yudbeit Kodesh is concerned. The Mechavit says over here, Sifat Tzadi and Shit Tzadi Tziv Gimel. Take a look. Misha Meiko, Omer V'imo V'yirosh Kodesh Nisim, Lo Aminan, V'chav Tez V'odur, Sh'ach V'vitzka V'kulo. And the Tzorach Lino V'dvorah Ma'asur V'yibet Kodesh, Ach Yikonis V'yirosh Kodesh Nisim. A full year, why does that make the full over by 12 months? Quote the Shumat Hadeshan, you're counting days for the last day that is mixed up with the Kula. But Avel is 12 months, you count as months. Not the Torah's day, the Torah's month. That's what he quotes the Shach quotes in the Taz quotes here for the Shumat Hadeshan. Shach is a different Shach. Avel is the best quote in no Nihugim. And Mixed and Kula only according to Chacham only applies to Nihugim. At the beginning is enough. The beginning of the day is enough. But 12 months if there's no Nihugim. No Nihugim, you can't do Mixed and Kula. Apparently you can finish Lashon Hara certain in the quantity as there is a certain level of Nihugim. Yes, what he called them a needle the mixer, you know. If you're not shaving, you're not doing the God of the Duhat. You get Kodesh. Huh? I got it. Good question. You can't shave the Ashigur Chaveris then. Or you can't go to a wedding. Yeah, but that's not going to a wedding. You can't let a needle. You can't let a mix of needle. That's what you distinguish. You know, that's interesting thing about the spirit of the omen. which I'm not going to go into now. Incidentally, I mentioned before about Aliyah the Torah. Why can't the novel get an Aliyah? He quoted the Rav that if he did, the person who gets an Aliyah is considered to be teaching the Aliyah, that Aliyah to the cloud. In the old days, you would actually read it to the cloud. And it was separate into the Lama Lachair, and therefore, the Ogel who was committed to listen to the lady at the Seder Hayom is not committed to get an Aliyah, which is an additional level of which is considered to be teaching Torah to others. And therefore, what should emerge is not the same Shir. As a matter of fact, it's also like not saying a Shir on Tisha B'Av, even for those who learn a Tisha B'Av certain kinds of minutes. Making quick reference to what's in this mind. Right. In other words, Lilmon is one thing, but the Lama Lachem is a separate inter. Presumably that level of sinful was never, there was never any answer for it. This is all Simon Yazayin in the Sefer B'Ikvei HaTzon. And it's referenced here to another piece of the very same Sefer called Simon Manuchet, which is entitled Hasfekis B'Dine Abedin. We made reference to this a little before about the Kriya on the seventh day, the Kriya garment on the seventh day. We have a discussion which I mentioned to you once before, but halacha kedibri hamekel ba'avol, even when it comes to a tarsus nisatri, I mentioned it for a merchant salavashik, but I'm focused in the Siddur of Paul Shapiro, here it is, similar to the set of dollars. And a few other important disclosures over here, but which I mentioned earlier about Nibol and he's the kind of that's in Sitei. And then once again, we have the Divya Beis Chodesh. Okay, we're going to give another Bama. We have to go on our way. We'll finish. Shin Tariva. All Shalom Noach, Abelusat of Shiva, Ben Shogeg, Ben Amazid, Mashlem also called Shloshim, Chutzme Akriya. It's too late. Amen Ramurin today the Shlonog Avel is Klal Koshim Avel and Zil Zil Nivik Zil Yom Avel of Nog Van Avel of Gomis Avel of Shemes Vom Neis etc. Ain't so flash. I think I may have mentioned the question, what happens if an individual didn't start Avel of some time? I think he's talking about me and the Aruch HaShulchan. This is the other place, this is the other source, Shin Tzad Yivo. The bottom line we thought the case to be dealt with of a person who was in Florida and came to New York to meet his siblings for to shiva together. She didn't actually fulfill the shiva before she arrived in Brooklyn. And that was already after nightfall. That this first day counts because it was a kind of zilzal v'avelis. So zilzal v'avelis. She should have done it earlier. She didn't realize it. It does count. It's not the case. Different case where it was too late to do it. We spoke about that this right before Yontif or before Shabbos. It's arguably different because you really didn't have to remove your shoes. If she was required to remove her shoes in the privacy of her home in Florida before she went to the airport. She didn't do it. So that's a full zilzal, and therefore the Avedis did start in the earlier time. Sid Gimel, Kotten Shemek, Oven Vimo, Afilo Vikil Tov Shiva, Bottle of the Menon, Pozina Avedis, Vaina Chayat. It's a big, big machlokes, the Rosh and the Maram. The very end of the testimony, tremendous machlokes, has to do with Bichri et Lomitz. We spoke about this here in the Sukkah. I just can't. I can't go into another topic. Okay. And the presumption that Kotz and Potter is a different story, because that's why after Chiv of Chinuch. So they say that the Chinuch by Avel, as we already mentioned also a number of weeks ago. Shinta design. This Abra Apiereka made a PA of the Prophet of Silva Pituma. So if you hear the loss of a relative, it's kind of a source of Mechayev in Averis. Interesting question, by the way, over here, applies back to Ketshuva. Shin Sari Vav, the cousin Dalit. Interesting, Charlotte. What if a young child loses a parent and then he becomes Bar Mitzvah? Happens. Bar Mitzvah when he's still in the year of Avelis. Do we say, Hoster from Dini Avelis in the year? Is this Ketshuva close to say, from Sodom? No. Some say yes, some say no. Not sure. What's the chiluk? Bishlam b'shivu b'shloshim shem nisit shekobu chazal v'ogel v'keim ha'shem ha'posu b'shach tol v'oto ein lo tashlug ha'shem ein ken ha'velot yudet tol ha'shem ein lo elam ha'shem kivet ha'vein yesh lomad ha'koponim v'zeh ha'y. Interesting. And he's viewing the yudet tol ha'shem kivet ha'vein v'kachiyum more than an ha'velot v'kachiyum. You mentioned also things that Rav Shechter once suggested that may not be so. It's an availistic din, which is because of QLA, not something of QLA. Could be, it might be an afkamina here. Someone became a bar mitzvah bocha, never in the middle of the year of availist for a parent. Fine. Shin Tarikhet, the Macharapat, the Velas, the Rishon, Yambisa Tzvur is the right, otherwise it's the Rabbana. And some say it's always the Rabbana. They pointed out that Chach Me'ashnaz, Shatad, the Mishach, was the Ramos, says so. Shin Tarikhet. Okay, this is the only way to finish it. October may to call him a regular binyan shekhalala avelis to nogu afilu shohakas call him a regular mastic avelis and lots of avelis there are shivin. Fine, we haven't noticed him, he said it so many times. Avelis not from shivin, yada not from shivin. He may a regular all of binyan shloshim. And the days of the regular count towards the shloshim, we'll get into details a little bit later. This is only true when the doctor should know I got better than she owes the show before you are. And the Kiddush in the Shemana, page 22. A few of those know I got a drama should be seen like a ghost in Shema Shemua Krova. The Yom Shabbat, Shiptah Leo Tereva Rega. Shabbat Pishin and all got a drama should be seen like a regular Maxik. Right, a person hears Nebuchadnezzar on a Shabbos, Erev Yantiv, that a relative died. What did he do? He refrained from a relative, he observed a relative from Shibbatina. That's good enough. Good enough of a Neil. In this regard, that the Yantiv should knock off the Shibbat. The Chiddush, we said earlier today, that the main act is not so apparent. Remember our discussion of what he did, Mixim Kulo. On the seventh day, we suggested, based upon the Tan, that normally, the Tan assumes, you say you have to keep the whole day Avelis in the absence of Avidus HaMenachemim, but on Shabbos is different. How do we explain it? Basically, according to the Tan. That all day, during the week, have Kiyumim, and Shabbos only have the Surin. So we explain, right? Tashin effect said it. The only Surim, the Kiddush to say that the observance of all these Surim, Rosh Hashanah, is good enough so we can then turn around and say that mix that Yadav knocks it off. Because that's how push. We saw the Gemara has no Akshar Akas. Yes, sir. Right, but that's not what it says. It's about the 10th day. We're not discussing that yet.
So,
in my case, you're
counting
Shabbat as if you're going to a little film.
You're
a concussion? Yeah. Okay. First one, help me out. Okay. This is a Kiddush. This is this. We get lost in the Gemara. Here we go. What the expression is, Tarabana, Kiyem Kfiyat Amita, Shlosh Yavim Kama Regal, so the other knocked it off. Chachon say, Afilu Yomechad, Afilu Shoachad. What Afilu Yomechad? What Afilu Shoachad? So one, I read the Gemara, Kiyem Kfiyat Amita. You did something positive, you was in the Tzir of El Sekum Vatay. Then you're going to apply the principle of Yantav Nakhno. Here on Shabbos, you didn't do anything. You can't, it's a Vel Sefarasya. This is what you abstain from Shabbat Tzir. Apo Pekeh, the Shabbat Tzir says that Yantav Nakhno. How did you know? That's what Shmuel said. That's the Torah quote and the Brah quote. What if somebody is a Shmuel Krova? Listen carefully. Somebody is a Shmuel Krova on Shabbos. Nebuch, he's sitting at home on Shabbos, and Nebuch, a relative, died and was buried last week. Because he keeps 7 days of Avela. What's the first day? Shabbos. Can't do anything on Shabbos. Can't do much. Rabbi Shimon said, no. Since that day can count as one of the 7 days, first of the 7 days, so two can count as the first and last of the Kiyum of Shiva until Yadav comes and knocks it off. Who said that's true? Oh, we're Arba Karvatar. Who said that Shmuel Krova on Shabbos counts as the first day? So the Shulchan Aruch turns to Shimon's tough day of Shiv Zayin. Then it's not explicitly, but it's not out of shock, to the best of my knowledge. Take a look. Cover the two quotes, cost of the same prime interest. It's a smack. Smack. Okay? Smack and a smack say so. But I would imagine that one theory might argue. Rabbi Yechiel says, "Ein Shabbat Olo L'Mitzvah Tchilas Haminyan Al Yachol L'Nos B'Yom Rishon." Because Rabbi Yechiel has so much, which we are sort of intuiting, that perhaps this is insufficient. And the Marik Pas L'Chum of Rabbi Yechiel quotes the Prisha. Oh, says the Grisha, we don't pass like a Rabbi Yechiel. You know why? My shlomi is guys the kovro the Shabbat. There we pass in the first day counts towards the minyan. Aha! Now it's talking about the mission of an earlier source. The guys for the kovro of the Shabbat. You may learn from Shinai and Hay that from the moment the people give up on retrieving the body. From that moment and on, the Avelus begins. And what if that moment happened to be on Shabbos? Take a look back at the proportion then. Shin, I, and Hay. What does someone else say? That would be a good proof, no? Because there, those are talking about Shabbos, and there's no real Kiyum. Lou, help me out. Shin, I, and Hay. I mean, it's Yashu Lishal Amelah Pekova. And that was on Shabbat, son? Is the Shabbat called the day? Huh? Well, see, I report the text in my cup. That's my recollection. Isn't there a Gemara that says about Chal Shmini Shalaliyas B'Shabbat? Here we go. But where's the Gemara? And I'm testing it later. Modem Chacham HaBashol Shechal Shmini Shalaliyas B'Shabbat. Now, impossible for Shmini Shalaliyas B'Shabbat unless what? Risha is B'Shabbat. So what's the text? Tommy, from the Purush Gemara. And so what are we showing when that says the case is the Siyashim of the Korban B'Shabbat. Korban, however you slice it, there seems to be a case of a Shmini B'Shabbat, which indicates that the Risha can be the Shabbat, even though she can't do much on Shabbat. Who's speaking over here? Amar Avchis, Amar Avina Bar Shela. I assume that Halakha B'Shal Umodim may also be coming from him. I'm not sure if it's a continuation. I'll tell you why I'm asking that question. Because we're going to see later, either today or tomorrow, that the whole concept of Avelus Mefarhetzke B'Shabbat is not so pashut. The sugya on the Chav Gimel Chav Dalet. In any event, we have such a sugya that's correct. Let's go back to where we came. Too much time. Let's go back to Simon. We assume that the Shabbos can also count for this. You know, Rabbi Yechiel argues, we simply have Rabbi Yechiel's position. So the form of the Gemara on your test is Uriah, again, Shemini can be the Shabbos. Fine. Let's go on. Aval in Shabbat, O Hezid, Lo Nog, Avelos, or she had carved the Hashaykh of Allah Yachalino, ain't a regal the Vatal Aveli. In other words, even we said before that builds those mixes of Aveli, that they count, it counts to Shiva, but doesn't give you that special break that Yonah could knock it off. That is what the new. The Kosh came to Allah Yachalino, means to make fun of a regal, she had a regal the Vatal. Fine. And look, what do you do in that case? No, it's a regal that the Varmership is Sina. The Makata Pak that Varmashib and Sinna apply on Yom. Where does it come from? Like a Zinna Kovra makes a Berega. Varmashib and Sinna know it. Against the Rambam, the Broad says. The two geared souls of Subis, of Dalit. Whether Varmashib and Sinna know it on Yom, which is the geared that Rove Paul came from, as Shemanoah says, or maybe Varmashib and Sinna only apply for Shabbat, geared to the Rambam. Going to the Rambam, there's no Niyag Avelis and Yantzif at all, not for Sinat and for Hesed. I didn't Nicham Avelis, before she wrote by Tzuka, we spoke about it a long time ago. We mentioned Eretz Ameh. But the Rambam may hold that Nicham Avelis is a different thing. We call it a Gavra level, the Rambam put it. But the Yehugi Avelis don't apply. The Nicham Avelis and the Yehugi Avelis don't have to go together. We'll see even the count is split. We'll see soon. Fine. Umona Shiva Yama Lakara Rega. The whole Yom HaRegel, but Rabbi was asking Bola Nachmo. This was any was asking Bola Nachmo after a regal. Here's the right over here. The Nikom has to explain Panyan, before Shana Gemara. There's only 7 days of Nikom. So it comes after the Muslim Mice, of course, the Shabbat. And there's no Nikom HaMelem as such, after the Yom HaRegel. You keep 1 week of Nikom HaMelem without Shiva. The next week of Shiva without Nikom HaMelem. America doesn't hold this way. In America, what they usually do with Shikates is they don't come on Yom Tzolomoy, generally, and they come the whole week after. Right or wrong, that's what we do. The regal all of the minyan shloshim. Why? It's critical. This is really very important. The regal counts the shloshim. Why? Makes sense. Sherei din shloshim and adiyas with the sparet long of the regal. Right? You can't shave on your own. You can't iron clothing on them. Why? Nobody can. Sukkot in the beginning of my son, no one can shave on. Everyone knows, but most people can't. Right? And most people can't even wash their clothes. Why? Very should cover the other unkempt and filthy clothes. They have to do it on the column. Everyone knows this thing. No. So the issue for an oval on Yantiv is because of he's no worse than any Joe Schmo. Who is the seven is never available to? The captain of the Machaber says, below the Torah's regal to Vada to them, and the Afri Torah's other. Why? Shemi Torah's regal to the Lubosh with the Kelim and Guhat and Kadoshim and Ravanim. The note of the partner of Miss Mariah and the son of the Simchas Mireyev. Kavam Dina Tiyam of Ezra Mishivya Vashar Shemalachim the reason why Council of the Shloshim is because the Yisurei Shloshim are not only the mice in the background of this Yod, this Halamayim, but they apply to every person. No. They apply to what? To him, the Torah's Ovil. And only the Torah's Halamayim like every other Jew. This is Simon Shin Sadites Siv Aleph. Fuck, Siv Beit. A Kova Mesa Beregel, the Polamayim. We have a Hina, we spoke about this before. We have Rosh Hashanah, right against the Rabbah. Regel all of them in Shloshim. Shemashim all of Shloshim. You don't say Shemini Atzeret to the Yontif to knock it off. You know, it's the regular, again, we're going back to the Sefer Sukkah, right? Shmini regular to ask, well, yeah, but not enough to knock off the entire Shiva, you know why? Didn't start yet, that's why. How can I knock it off? It didn't really start yet. All that drama should be sinner. And a little bit stickle steer, though, right? But Shabbat, he said, if it started, drama should be sinner, it's enough. You have to knock it off, first day, so. What happened this year? Shavuot came out on Sunday. Shavuot came out on Sunday, so he had Shabbat, so the first would have the son of Elif and Shabbat, Sunday Shu to knock it off. But if you start up, because even though you can't call it Ramesh Abitzin, if you keep Ramesh Abitzin a Chalamai Tzukis, you don't have to swing a terrorist knocked it off. That's the Chiddush. Yes, sir. Right, because the quote there on Man Sheet, there's no difference in Shabbat, because it's Ramesh Abitzin and Noah. Right. No, Passion. Passion is also the Talmud Torah. That's the Passion. There are those who disagree. It's limited to Tashmish, but that's a Shema Avot. Tashmish apply to Talmud Torah as well. Look at Tafkid tomorrow, later today. The regal all of you in Shloshim, Ashman of Shloshim, I feel it's covered by Chagat Sukkot. Again, as we said before. Fine. Lachar a regal, Masul, then a Shiva. You all know this. Everybody knows you've been at Shiva. The most popular time of Shiva ever, because the week after Pesach, the week after Sukkot, to all the delayed shippers. Everyone knows this. Fine. And again, there's no nichum. Again, the whole same business. Interesting thing, you're probably aware of. End of the sixth. With the Kolma she'osim shneyamim, mona shivim yomtev, sheni ha'afrin, hola midivrehu, hola me'aminyu, the mona me'afra shishiyam gulvat. But the din. At the second day, of Yosef, the footstars count towards the Shibbutz and Avel. Why? How can it be you're not knowing anything? You're not required, you're not allowed to be knowing anything? But this is what I think the Rav said from Moshe Soloveitchik. It's exactly the case of what? Allah is the theory of make a bubble, or Kisafik bubble, the time for the disaster. You didn't say it's the time for the disaster to get in. Other one that would say, beyond the extent, we know it of it. The other day, all they would say, look, it's only a Suffolk, and therefore, the council of the Shiva, you may have been it. That's the dimension found over here in Shulchan Aruch. Based upon the rush. Fine. Siv Gimel. And cover it, made so Shiva Yom Kodam a regular dog like Zer Shiva, a regular mountain man is Zer Shlosh, which we just learned. Afilu Kal Yom Shvi, listen to this. Zer a regular. The mix of the Kulo, all the time, that's not the show. Umutu Lechavis Vilirchot to the Saper Be'erev HaRegel. Hear what's going on? It's Mutu to do all these things. When? Samach Lechashecha. Only late in the day. Only late in the day. Fine? Do my blankets, but that's what we do in my life. There are bigger Mekir, there are bigger Machmir. There are bigger Mekir that would say, it's mutter even from earlier in the day. And they're thinking about Korea, it's also in Gaza. It's kind of a case where, sorry? Right, don't they reheat the doctor? Tell us, reheat the doctor. Just wash in cold water at night. Well, the Arab Pesach, mutter b'kol ha-chatzos, the famous din, the Arab Pesach is ha-chatzos, this is Shlil Yon, the Ritzvah argues with this din. We say, I love to make a bubble in two ways. You need to choose to keep our veil if it's good for you, knock off the shiver, I mentioned that famous case, or to avoid it if it's bad for you. You started it yesterday, because you can get up at 12. This is where the minute comes for the people dissolved in the veil at Arab Shabbat at 12. I once went to visit somebody in the afternoon. It was unbelievable. It was 12:30 in the summertime. It wasn't even Chatzos yet. He said, I woke up and said, Rabbi, don't you know? 12 o'clock, he left. This guy was an ordained rabbi who was, I won't mention who it was. But to be careful, you go visit someone Friday afternoon, they didn't know any better. Yeah.
Why would the Ramah and Arab Yantas come up for Sheikh if it's a Sabbath day? Why didn't the Ramah before said that it's the owns in Menachem?
No. The Saper is Osir Shloshim. So the Saper is Mutter Shtamach L'Hashech. By your right, the Chavet, the Lirchot, is of course Mutter in the morning. No, it's in a regular day. The Shabtet, Akav, the Tzvorot, Noen, Kol Shloshim, Akav, Bosu, Menek, Zer, Shloshim. That's Shtamach L'Hashech. Okay. Now, the Shach Yud, now she says over here, Tur, this is a mistake. The Tur says, according to Riva, Chayom Rishon Davela, so Yom Vov, Bear of a Regal, the Mutter Dapa, Son of the Chashecha. Tell me, that's for sure. On the sixth day, fifth, fourth, third, second, first, then we say it's only Mutter Son of the Chashecha. Day seven, of course they can do Rechit in the morning. It's no worse Arabi other than another day. You're correct. Okay? That's probably the big machlokes, but this is what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Fifth Dalit. All the regal Levalik there at Shloshim and Shalm Eitzim of the Ovev Imo Sh'Osir Saper Ashiga B'Chaveiro and to the Pogabo a regal Leach HaShloshim Yom Eitzim B'Bakl if it's low Yisir B'Chaveiro I'm asking. Better to skew the four but not if you're with the others. What happens in a case in which it's Yisir B'Chaveiro Pogabo regal Tov Shloshim Ovev Imo? So the Mechavet sounds like it's being Machmir, but we thought maybe you can read that it's being Mekel, and none of you didn't Mekel, it's Mekel. The Mishnah, the Brewer is also Mekel, but they say it's a typo. What can I tell you? The Mishnah Brewer is in tough poof. Mem says, I believe, is Mekel in the Shiloh, that an Abba of the Emo is permitted to Shay, Erev Yontif, Tov Shloshim, if it's Digra Bokhavera, I was so happy. The people that made much more sense, I fit with Nabi Yehuda, the Valdin. And they say it's a mistake, it's a punch of a typo. What can I do? A typo in the Mishnah Berurah that doesn't mean on. There we go. See if that talks about it then. The bottom end is there, Shloshim. Here we go. Here we go. In Sif Tet, all the rest of the battle there are Shloshim and Shamet and all the Vimos, Shahat and Sapper, and Shigam of Havero. I feel the plug of our regal after Shloshim, you all made it about the point. Since the Mishnah Gulam is Alice, and Shigarbo, Vidim Garubo, he already corrected over here. And Vyom Shloshim Utter. We had an original, I don't have an old Mr. Brewer here, a chance. What's the name of yours? Top, Kuf, Mem, Ches, and Kut, and Lama Dala. Read it. Apetoch, Lama Dala. What a difference. Apetoch. Here they fixed it up. Apetoch, Lama Dala. So I, what can I do? Can I tell a lie? I love the first edition of Mr. Brewer, which is Lack of Nada Behuda, but you look at the other rabbis, the source comes out of the former. What can I do? Even though the meaning many people still make, like another view, a lot of people make a Bible, but they have to say, I cannot tell the law. And Mr. Brewer is prophet to the correct text, beyond, and not the Pope, and all the other Mr. Brewer's had it for the reason. Can I cannot lie? Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to have, you don't have to be Gora, literally. You might do this before. You have to be royal legal. Anyone who's clean shaven, it's a 2 day if you will come there. Normal beard. 3 days, 5 days, 7 days. For sure, 8 days, unless you have to start shaving it. But anyone who's shaving it, a week goes by, people go come there. Okay. Now, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Nakov Avel. Sukkot Nakov Avel. The very famous question which the Pope came in, what do you mean Sukkot Nakov? Rosh Hashanah and then Yom Kippur? And then Sukkot, what happened over here? Once Rosh Hashanah came, Nakov the Shiva, Yom Kippur, Nakov the Shloshim, what's left of Sukkot? The whole Sukkot Nigmar of Chodah, which we'll get to a little bit later. There's another thing over here at both sides. Noach Shoach HaSnei Pesach, Ota Shoach HaShuvah Kizayim. If you keep 1 day before Pesach, that's considered 7 days. And then 8 is a president considered 15 footballs. And you have 15 more, Shavuot is even more remarkable. 1 hour before Shavuot is considered 7. Shavuot, this is no carbonus, the tashlumin, the Shavuot is considered 7 itself. You have 16 more. Remarkable, because Shavuot is really powerful. Rosh Hashanah is the same. 1 hour before, that's considered 7. And you'll keep a knock off Shloshim. And the Chor Sukkot doesn't do anything, we'll see there. An hour before Sukkot, you'll keep a knock off the Shiva. And then Sukkot knocks off the Shloshim. An hour before Sukkot knocks off the Shiva. Shiva, 7 of Sukkot is considered 14. Shmini Atzeret Shiva. Remarkable thing. Shmini Atzeret does not knock off the entire Din. We don't know why it was national, but it does count for 7 days. We have to wait 8 more days afterwards. 21, it's 22, and 8 more days. This is it. Fine. We have to discuss tomorrow, Mr. Shem, a very difficult series of questions. First, the question is, if someone dies in the middle of Sukkot, why doesn't Shmini Atzeret knock it off? It's regularly after. So the Russian Simon Chav Ches says the Mishnah against the Mefurshim Machab. Okay, Machab called the Ramban. This is a quote of the Rosh. Simon Chav Ches, rather, he says that the Avelus which is observed by an Ovel during Chalamoid is not Vitoret Avelus, but rather it's only Vitoret Chalamoid. The Vitoret came, the Chag Nami Yavatar Menashmini Atzeret Zer Shloshim, Shani Hokas was low not cloud and shloshe. Ah, but God should give the disparate and turn the moe. We call the gummy time a velus mielonetta. The last words in the rush page 68. Against the Rambam. Against the Rambam. And it brings riot to Rambam does. Because even Dvorah from Shiva Sinner of a velus Shiva is knowing. Right? Oh. Now the question about it. Wait a second. It's a bar of Shivat Sinem Avela Shivat Noeg and Avela in Chalamayi. Why does it count towards Shiva? Hey, it counts towards the Shiva, the bar of Shivat Sinem Noeg. We sort of asked the question before. The Rabban answers, you don't keep all the Sinem of Shiva. If you don't keep all the Sinem of Shiva, it cannot count. No, what? Uh-oh. Let me just say the sentence. But that implies that all Dinei Shloshim do apply to Chol HaMoed. That's the Gemara has enough you test in the day. The minyan Shiva lo kami boyli. The lo de lo naga mitzvah Shiva berega. We lo naga. I have never Shiva Tzina Noah. He didn't keep all the din of Shiva on Rega. But the minyan Shloshim is mi boyli. The Zekona Haga Mitzvah Shloshim Beregel. We pass him as Olaf and all the Zinim apply. But the question before the Rosh, we'll have to discuss it tomorrow. Why does Regel count for Shloshim and not for Shiva? After all, you're keeping some Zinim of Shloshim and some Zinim of Shiva. So why do we say that the Yosef can count towards Shloshim but cannot count towards Shiva? It's Ramban's cast against the Shidat HaRosh. Mission tomorrow, we'll start with that.